زخم جب بھی کوئی ذہن و دل پہ لگا, زخم جب بھی کوئی ذہن و دل پہ لگا, زندگی کی طرف ایک دریچہ کھلا, زندگی بھی مجھے آزماتی رہی اور میں بھی اسے آزماتی رہی.
Welcome to the Business of Brands podcast by G Cafe. Our guest today is Ms. Veenu Chaudhary, the founder and MD of Parivartan School, Ghaziabad. She's an excellent teacher and administrator. Her vision and dedication are the driving forces behind her work. Ms. Veenu has put exceptional thoughts into the conception of her school, and she believes in giving wings to the students' imagination. At Parivartan School, there is no concept of me or I, and students are taught to act together as us or we. Welcome to the podcast, ma'am.
Thank you, dear, for inviting me for this podcast.
First of all, you are doing a great service to society, and everyone I have met so far has had only good things to say about you. You love and you are loved by children of all age groups all around. I would like to know from you, what were your childhood and adolescent and early years of your life like?
As they have already told you, I am Veenu, and lovingly some people call me Mugdha also. And you know what is important is I was born to an army officer in Chennai. And then, even though I was raised in a traditional way, because we were always taught what time, because those times were different, you know, we had to come back home on time. But still, I joined the NCC, I was singing and I was doing some all kinds of things. Selected pictures we were allowed to see with the parents' consent, and they were accosted us. And bade strict the mere father. And he told me, what is makeup? I must share it with you. What is makeup? You know, because I suddenly, when I got married at the age of 16, I got wings. Chalo, ab makeup karenge. Kyunki usse pehle to besan se na the, gaal lal rehte the, lambe lambe baal the. Aur भगवान की कुदरत बड़ी थी तो इसलिए खूबसूरत भी बहुत थे. तो उन्होंने पूछा कि व्हाट इज मेकअप आफ्टर मैरिज, यू नो. तो बड़ा मजा आता था क्योंकि आई यूज टू व्हेनेवर मी एंड माय हस्बैंड वी वुड कम आउट लेट, यू नो, माय माय मदर वुड ओपन द डोर, बाथरूम डोर, सो आई विल एंटर फ्रॉम देयर, आई विल टेक द एनी फ्रेंच क्लेंजिंग मिल्क वाज अवेलेबल एट दैट टाइम, सो उससे मैं आई यूज टू वाइप एवरीथिंग एंड देन कम इनसाइड इन केस माय फादर सीज मी. So one day he got me very lovingly, he says, Munni, that was my, lovingly they would call me, Munni beta, what is the meaning of makeup? So main dar gayi, maine kaha mujhe nahi pata papa. So unhone kaha, makeup means to make up for something which you do not have. But since you have everything, why do makeup? These were his ways and her ways of teaching us, you know, how to lead a life and how to maintain our skin and our whatever it is God has given us with, blessed us with. So then, you know, this was one thing. But then I went to different very good prestigious schools, and my father was known to be very strict, truthful. Those times the officers were very different, you know. So I saw things happening in my house where all the stress, all the focus was on karma. Manasa vacha karmana. Whatever you think, you speak the same and you transform it into an action. So that is how we were raised. And after that, you know, I went to college, and that college was IT College Lucknow, which was very famous at that time. There was all kinds of horse riding and gliding and flying and everything we got. And even in those days, the head girl of the college, you know, when she came first day to address us, she had blue mascara, even in 1963. And blue nail paints and all, which I had never heard of, you know. And the way they used to put on sari, it was amazing. Anyway, I came out of there in that thing, still maintaining my traditional upbringing. And then, and before that, I was married to... He was lieutenant at that time. Then I saw all his promotions up to the rank of brigadier. We had three children. One in 65, 64, I got married. Exactly on the same day my first child was born, on anniversary. Second child after 3 years. And then third baby came after 17 years of the first baby. And I was married to an army officer, and it was in the same vein that I saw him also acting and doing the way I was raised in my family. So it was something which was very fantastic. I didn't have to bring about much change, except that, you know, there was a lot of glamour once I came into the army setup. And God willing, I was already glamorous. I never learned singing, but I was a very good singer. So I used to sing a lot of ghazals and bhajans and our functions and everything. So I became very famous for that. And I loved wearing a sari in a very, like a queen. You know, because I loved that my pallu should be touching the floor. I used to have such long pallu, and my husband would be so sweet that if I'm wearing green sari, he would look for a green rose and give it to me. You know, so I was, wherever I went, I was connoisseur of all eyes. I did my graduation finally, and then I did my post-graduation in English literature. Then I got my, I did this best award for the sari in leather, which was given first prize in All India exhibition. And then after that, I got a national scholarship for my M.Ed. And I topped in 6 universities when I did my B.Ed.
Ma'am, I hear you have been an actor, an RJ, and a TV personality as well. You have also been associated with the fashion industry and won many pageants. You even organized many events and extensively talked about fashion show back then. From doing all of it to being an administrator of a chain of schools today, how has life been?
I used to be a teacher, and the other girls used to sit down because I used to teach them. You know, fir anyway, dheere dheere fir hamara zindagi badi badi. I used to organize dances. And I opened 7 scenic schools for small children when we were posted at different places. For 14 years, we stayed in Avadi. You know, but we had a very grand time during our service years, because all the festivals were celebrated with a lot of, you know, interest and gusto and lot of, you know, there was a lot of enthusiasm all the time. फिर उसके बाद हम लोग जो थे वहीं पे मुझे एक मौका मिला तब बड़े लिमिटेड फंड्स हुआ करते थे तो मेरे हस्बैंड कहते थे मैंने देखा कि बहुत बच्चे तरसते हैं कि वी शुड गेट अ स्टेज टू शो ऑफ आवर टैलेंट पर्टिकुलरली दोज द आई डोंट कॉल द अंडर प्रिविलेज वंस बट द प्रिविलेज वंस एंड सिंस वी वर ऑन द सी बीच सो आई डिसाइडेड दैट आई विल ओपन अ बाल मंच फॉर देम And their tagline was, wipe a tear and lend a smile. And then I used to, myself alone, I would drive. We had ambassador. I would drive, and I'll take all the children from there, and I'll go there and I'll teach them. And they were so happy because on the beach, in the sand, there was no such stage, and children would perform whatever they knew or whatever I'll teach them. And the ongoers, people who would be visiting and coming to the beach, you know, they will stand there, they'll watch them and they'll clap for them. So I had this achievement when I was enduring service, and also, you know, in cantonment area, then I did some very big shows also. So this is what, you know, in short, of course, there are so many things, because during that time only I became Miss Photogenic in Chola Queen contest, where Sanjeev Kumar and Amitabh Bachchan were the, you know, they were the ones who gave us the prizes for that. And then I was Miss Lux when I was in school, 16 years, at the age of 6, just before getting married. In Lucknow, and then I was Miss Pagalpani. It is called Pagalpani. During the inter services, there was a competition, you know. Slowly and gradually, then we came to the retire. We retired from Madras.
I am Shruti, and you're listening to Business of Brands podcast. And then, did Parivartan School happen right after the retirement, or it took more time? How long did it take for you to conceive and then create a school of your own?
Actually, you know, I was impregnant with the thought of opening a school of my own for 35 years. Have you ever heard anybody impregnant for 35 years? For 35 years, I wanted to open a school. आई थिंक फ्रॉम एवरीवेयर कहते हैं ना कि चारों तरफ से आवाज़ आने लगे तो लगता है कि खुदा पुकार रहा है और वो कह रहा है चल पड़ो तो जब हम रिटायर होके यहाँ पे गाज़ियाबाद आए गाज़ियाबाद जब हम लाए तो मुझे लगा कि स्कूल खोल देना चाहिए एंड फॉर्चुनेटली विद गॉड्स ग्रेस आई हैड अ पैलेस टू लिव इन एंड वी वर ओनली 2 पीपल बिकॉज चिल्ड्रन वर ऑल सेटल्ड सो हम लोग यहाँ पे क्या करते ओवर नाइट ड्रीम में मुझे भगवान, आई बिलीव इन द फिलोसफी ऑफ श्री सत्य साई बाबा, सो मुझे भगवान ने ही ये इंडिकेशन दिया, एक ऑर्डर दिया मुझे कि ओपन द स्कूल ओवर नाइट. एंड एक्चुअली माई नेम ऑफ द स्कूल परिवर्तन वॉज ऑल्सो गिवन बाई हिम ड्यूरिंग द ट्रेन जर्नी. Somebody walked up to me and he says, you have to open a school and it will be named Parivartan. And the spelling will be P-A-R-E. Imagine, it all, so many miracles have happened in my life. I didn't have any of these things, you know, I just had one, like a computer table and a chair. And then somebody, basement ko I prepared overnight, you know, basement, we have a very big basement, it was prepared. And suddenly, you know, when I saw these people who do the plaster and painting and, you know, doing that. So I used to, one day I thought I'll make tea for them and I'll go down to the basement. So I asked that boy, you know, I said, beta, aap bahut achhe ho, par aap logon ko bahut takleef hoti hai na. तो उसने कहा अम्मा जी होती है पर ये तो हमारी रोटी रोजी है, हमको तो करना ही है, तो आप हमको अपने पास रख लीजिए. तो मैंने कहा बेटा कितने पैसे लोगे, यार दिस इज वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग, कितने पैसे लोगे? तो उन्होंने कहा 7,000. यू नो ये बात है 2000 की. मैंने कहा 7,000, मेरे पास तो पैसे नहीं है 7,000 देने के लिए. सी हाउ टाइम फ्लाइज एंड हाउ थिंग्स हैपन. तो मैंने कहा बेटा डू यू हैव अ चाइल्ड? तो ही सेड आई हैव अ डॉटर आस्था. तो मैंने कहा ठीक है, फॉर्म लेके फटाफट उसको एडमिट करा दो, शी विल बी माय फर्स्ट चाइल्ड, विल बी फ्री ऑफ, यू नो, फ्री एडमिशन. सो दैट वाज माय फर्स्ट एडमिशन टू द स्कूल आस्था. एंड द वेरी नेक्स्ट डे, जून का महीना था, लू चल रही थी, कोई एसी वैसी नहीं था, यहाँ बैठे हुए थे, बड़ी सी लंबी सी कार आई और राइट इन फ्रंट यहाँ पे आके रुकी. इसमें से दो प्यारे बच्चे निकले, ट्विंस. लड़की का नाम राधा था और लड़के का नाम श्याम था, राम था, राधा और राम. And I spoke to them only for 5-7 minutes and they said, ki, please give us the form. They admitted full fees, whatever was the fees at that time. They daake wo chale gaye. I was really shocked. I said, Bhagwan ne pehli to aastha di aur dusri Radha aur Ram dono de diye. It all was a miracle. She started to come here and the way they have worked, and I had a small team of people, but then they did not know how to hold a mic or how to... And I used to be running all the time. Ganpati rakhne hai, mic pe kaise bolna hai, logon ko continuous commentary kaise honi chahiye, because I was so used to doing all these things. And over time, all these people got so trained. But initially, I really tinkered them well. Because I believe that one has to be firm, fair and friendly. And in 5 years time, because 2003 we opened the school, 35 years old school baby was born on the 3rd of July in 2003. तो उसके बाद उनको वो पैदा हो गया और परिवर्तन खुल गया. कुछ लोगों को पता चला, बिकॉज माय फादर हु वाज एसएसपी रिटायर्ड, ही आल्सो लिव्ड क्लोज बाय, वेरी वेल नोन फॉर हिज डिसिप्लिन. तो सर बड़गुती साहब की बेटी है, ब्रिगेडियर साहब की वाइफ है, तो स्कूल तो गजब का होना ही होना है, जो लोग जानते थे. फटाफट फटाफट हमने अपनी इनॉग्रेशन की, कुछ भी नहीं किया, थोड़े से बैलून लगाए, हलवा बनाया, बच्चों के कलावा बांधा, उनकी पूजा कराई, 11 बच्चों से हमारा स्कूल शुरू हो गया.
Parivartan School really had a kickstart with all that festivities and all the love and warmth that you nurtured it with. The school today is known for the values that it upholds. Was this always a part of the plan to raise a different league?
We had introduced some very different things in school. Like, you know, I introduced this, which is nowhere in the school, is that every 3 months we will put up some beautiful tents and decorate them. And we will invite the interested ladies and gents, the parent fraternity. And they would come and there will be a group of children will be given to them. And they will have an interview. They'll bring something to eat from their home and they'll dress up well and they'll sit with them and they'll interview them. One and not the whole thing, but they will just get how confident they are. You know. There was another thing. That we don't call our drivers as drivers. We always called drivers as sarathis. So when उनसे कहा कि sarathi, तो उन्होंने कहा कि मैंने कहा sarathi जानते हैं किसको कहते हैं? तो उन्होंने कहा कृष्ण भगवान. मैंने कहा अब जिसकी buses और vans भगवान स्वयं चला रहे हों, तो उसको क्या चिंता? And then we never called our teachers from day one as guru ma. एंड जब मैंने स्टार्ट किया ये कि गुरुमा कहेंगे तो मेरे बच्चे ने कहा वो इट यूनिवर्स सेल, मैंने कहा आई डोंट वांट टू सेल, वी आर नॉट फॉर सेल एंड वी डोंट वांट टू सेल. सो दीज आर द बेसिक थिंग्स व्हिच वी हैव इनग्रेन्ड, व्हिच परिवर्तन हैज रियली, एंड परिवर्तन स्टार्टेड टू मेक रिपल्स, यू नो दिस इज व्हाट वी डिड. एंड देन जय हिंद, मतलब वी ऑलवेज से जय हिंद बट वी से इट मीनिंगलेसली, वी डोंट अंडरस्टैंड व्हाई वी आर सेइंग जय हिंद. सो ये चीज हम लोगों ने स्कूल में सिखानी शुरू की. And then when we became big and we took a land in next Rajnagar extension and now our school is CBSC affiliated. So many years it's running. So now, you know, itna achha lagta hai. Amma, they all call me Amma Ji and children call me Dadi Ma. This is very strange. All parents call me Amma Ji. The whole of Ghaziabad calls me Amma Ji or Didi.
That must feel very special to you. To be known by one and all and be loved by one and all, be respected by everyone around. I think that's such a blessing and that's such a special place that you've created for yourself. I would like to know from you that what are some of the qualities that you feel an educator must possess in order to, you know, in a way ensure a quote-unquote good future for the child?
They have to set an example in everything. Number one, whenever I interview a teacher, I always say, how much do you love your children? Because love is a very potent force. If you do anything with unconditional love, you will succeed. And believe me, beta, whether you are in nursery, you are in KG, you are in PhD, you are every, because I have talked to the instructors and educators of PhD who are doing in IITs also. They say today, when people come from the corporates, they don't have a smile on their face. They all have long faces. They are so stressed out. But if you tell them a story, kathavachak mein banati hu apne teachers ko. Kathavachak bano. Fables sab duniya ki sunao. Aur sabse pehle apne Bharat ki sunao. Veeron ki gathaen sunao. Achhe-achhe gaane gao. Shakti pradan karo bachchon ko. Ye cheeze sikhane ke liye aapko pehle un teachers ko train karna. Hamare school mein kisi tarike ki koi politics nahi thi. The moment we feel there is a crease, you know, we are out to iron it out. Immediately call people, make them understand. Also, we have exchange of teachers in different. Somebody who's teaching mathematics should go to the science class. Somebody who's teaching science should go to the art class. Social study teacher must go and teach. Because, you know, everybody says, "Arre, tumhara subject to bada asaan hai, mera to bada difficult." Let them taste everything and understand that there are problems everywhere. It's not that easy. But then, wonderful thing is that mansa vacha karmana. Beta, unless you think well and you speak well and you do not convert into action, then it is flats. We don't like to police. There should not be policing all the time. After all, unless they fall, they would never learn to walk. And how do they know that somebody sitting on the other side of the table knows more than they know? So this is how I learned, you know, that give them time. Give them, let them excel and do whatever they do. Motivate them, give them shabashi, excellent beta, very good, very good. But you certainly can do better. Appreciate in public. If you have to find out a little fault finding you have to do, call them separately and explain things to them. That motivates them.
आप इतनी अच्छी बातें करती हैं. Would you like to give any message to our listeners today?
These are my blessings for my women partners, Jagat Janani. छोटी सी बच्ची से लेके बड़ों तक को मैं सबको आशीर्वाद देके ये कहना चाहती हूँ. अक्षयम ते भविष्यति. ये वेदों से है. तुम्हारा भविष्य अक्षय हो, उसका कभी क्षय ना हो और तुम हमेशा संपन्न रहो. और दूसरी बात यह है कि तुम 100 हाथों से कमाओ. बी इंडिपेंडेंट, बी ऑन योर फीट, पिक अप अ वोकेशन, लर्न समथिंग एंड देन 100 हाथों से कमाओ और सहस्त्र हाथों से वितरण करो. यह मेरा आशीर्वाद है.
क्या बात है. आपका बहुत बहुत शुक्रिया. आपने हमारे साथ इतना वक्त गुजारा, इतनी अच्छी अच्छी बातें करी, इतने मीठे मीठे किस्से सुनाए और हमारी इस हियर मी आउट कैंपेन की शोभा बढ़ाई. दिस इज बिजनेस ऑफ ब्रांड्स पॉडकास्ट बाय जी कैफे. आई एम योर होस्ट श्रुति एंड वी वर इन कॉन्वर्सेशन विद द एवर सो चार्मिंग एंड पैशन ड्रिवन वीनू चौधरी.